Meet Max Donatelli. He's a past chair of the Erie County Anti-Stigma Coalition and a Vietnam veteran.
I did serve in Vietnam. I served at Tan Son Nhut Air Base. I was an aircraft mechanic. We were support staff, worked on the ground.
While Donatelli did not see active combat in that role, he quickly recognizes the thousands who came home wounded and the many more who returned to the U.S. to find themselves in the midst of a bitterly divided nation.
And there was a lot of protests on college campuses. There were riots. There were a lot of not only anti-government, but also anti-military.
Many came back with post-traumatic stress disorder, which was not necessarily recognized. Fast forward years later, and a new generation of soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines have come home from Iraq or Afghanistan, this time to heroes' welcomes, but many with the same mental health challenges their Vietnam predecessors carried. And for many, not recognizing the need for help puts them on a path towards suicide. The reasons why a veteran may consider suicide vary, but mental health professionals note a common problem.
Veterans, of course, come up in a culture of strength. They come up in a culture of basically being a warrior, and we've heard that term used a lot. And so really we recognize that our veterans are oftentimes indoctrinated in a way that they are shown that they can't demonstrate weakness.
That's Carl Shallowhorn, an education program coordinator at the Community Health Center of Buffalo, who was recently elected chair of the Erie County Anti-Stigma Coalition.
They can't demonstrate vulnerability. And as a result of that, they end up holding those feelings in. And sometimes they come out in ways that maybe not be as desirable.
According to the VA's most recent report on suicide prevention, nearly 43,400 American adults committed suicide in 2017. They include 6,139 veterans. Overall, adult suicides in the U.S. jumped 43.6% since 2005. The rate of veteran suicides, meanwhile, is up just 6.1% from 2005. But there are some up-and-down trends between 2005 and 2017, the most recent year from which data was collected. The deadliest year for veterans was 2014, at nearly 6,300 veteran suicides. The number fell to about 6,000 in 2016, but began ticking upward again in 2017. Mental health advocates say their challenge remains to eliminate the stigma of mental health. Donatelli says mental illness is more common among Americans than people think. One in five people either have or will experience some form of it.
And it could be caused either genetically or, you know, passed on from family member to family member, or it could be a person experiencing a trauma of some kind, or just everyday stress of life, and you know, depending on a person's ability to be able to cope with that.
Donatelli is involved with advocacy and support groups, which include people who have experienced mental illness and discuss their cases. Shallowhorn says when trying to crack the shell with veterans, it's a matter of convincing them that talking about mental illness is not a sign of weakness. Instead, it is a show of strength.
And if I'm willing to reach out and say, please help me, that is a way of acknowledging, first of all, acknowledging I have a problem. That is typically the first step in the recovery process, is the acknowledgement. To be able to say, yes, this is real, this is what I'm dealing with. However, if I ask for help, I'm more likely to get that help.
The VA's suicide prevention efforts include a new universal screening for suicidal intent, and in fiscal year 2018 provided more than 2.4 million same-day mental health appointments. It also provides online text and phone lines for those in need of immediate help. The Veterans Crisis Line dispatched emergency services for callers in danger an average of 80 times per day in 2018. Shallowhorn praises New York State for making mental health education a required part of school curriculum, but says children of veterans need their own support networks. He named one such program, Operation Calm, or Children of the Military.
They are able to know, like their parents do, that there might be a peer experience being a veteran. They have the same experience with other children, like themselves, who are dealing with the same issues, having a parent that might be deployed, having a parent that might even have a mental health issue. But being able to come together in a way, they have fun activities, they get together monthly in a fun way to help them to enjoy and relate to others where they can't do it with their friends, because their friends don't relate to that experience.
In the meantime, anyone who may be pondering suicide is encouraged to contact the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-TALK. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.